This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Tough day as the Eagles season ends yesterday evening. 23-19 at the hands of the 49ers. Happened way earlier than any of us wanted and most anticipated. The Eagles looked like they had an advantage yesterday with a banged up Niners team, but they did not come through. The guy that was on the call yesterday for it, Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, joins us right now. Merrill, good morning.
Good morning. It's tough. It begins to sink in more the morning after. You know, you're on the air for 3.5-4 hours, and the game ends, and then the reality of it all sets in the next day.
Well, it does, Merrill. And we were saying this morning, it particularly feels weird this morning because we've gone 2 years since we've had one of these. You know, every year, you know, whenever the Eagles season ends, it's a tough day, right? Whether it ends in the regular season or a playoff loss. But last year, obviously, we didn't get to experience one, which was awesome. So we've gone 2 years without one of these. Merrill, what was your feeling as it ended yesterday? The Eagles have the first down, deep in Niners territory, and then four straight plays unsuccessful to try to win that football game.
Well, they had so many opportunities throughout the game to move the ball, the two interceptions that gave them great field position. They just weren't good enough. Let's be honest. They just were not good enough this year. And there are some deficiencies that have to be alleviated and addressed during the offseason. The offensive line was a problem from beginning to end. And they just had so many chances yesterday that they just couldn't take advantage. So, I subscribe to the old Bill Parcells' theory that your record tells you you are what you are. And they were an 11-6 team. They were a pretty good team. They did some very good things. They had some highlights, but they just weren't good enough this year.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, and it spoke to us all season. I think deep down we saw that. You could feel it. Last year we saw greatness. This year there was little greatness. It was more good, like you're saying, Merrill, and it caught them in the end. And it's going to be an interesting offseason here, Merrill, because they have a team that, you know, last year won a Super Bowl. A lot of these guys are still going to be around for a while. This defense, although it wasn't their best day yesterday, they're still really young and really good. So now, Merrill, it feels like a year where they may spend a lot of their offseason trying to improve the offensive side of the football to catch up to what they have on defense.
Well, I think the number one mission is the offensive line because that means so much. I just do not subscribe to the theory that yesterday was Jalen Hurts' fault. If people caught balls, if some of those catches were made, they would have won that game. He was on target a lot during the game. He didn't give the ball up. Look, Brock Purdy turned it over twice on interceptions and came away with a win.
He did. He let his team down at the end, and he found a way to score. Merrill, what was your perspective of that trick play? Because that was, you know, there was a lot of plays that decided that football game, but that one dialed up at the right time by Shanahan. Juwan Jennings, their wide receiver, throwing the touchdown to McCaffrey. Take us through your view of that play, because that was obviously a huge play in the game.
Boy, that was tricky to follow because they also put Sky Moore in motion, and it looked like they handed it off to Sky Moore, and then they slipped it off to Juwan Jennings, who threw the pass, and then it took a great over-the-shoulder catch by Christian McCaffrey. I mean, he didn't run for much yesterday, but he found other ways to beat you.
He did. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, joining us here after the Eagles go down to the San Francisco 49ers, 23-19. Merrill, your thoughts on A.J. Brown's season and what you think his future might be here. I mean, he's obviously been a great player for the Eagles and helped them get to two Super Bowls and win one. Yesterday was not his best day. And then, you know, there's always been questions of if he wants what he wants, right? Because he's always seemingly very emotional. Yesterday did not choose to speak after the game. Merrill, your thoughts on the season A.J. had and what you think his future might here be in Philadelphia?
Well, listen, A.J. is a very, very talented receiver. He is not a bad guy. If you meet him and know him personally, he's a very upbeat. He's a very easy guy to speak with. But he has his moments. He has his diva moments, like a lot of wide receivers. And I don't know what his future will be. I mean, it's more complicated than just saying, well, he dropped this pass and that pass. We know he is a great talent. So I don't know what the future will bring, but it was not his best season. You can't compare it with last year.
It wasn't. Now he's had better ones, and we'll see where his future goes. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on, as always, including after all these games and all the pregame shows. Merrill, it's been great talking to you all season, and I'm sure we'll catch up during the offseason, but we appreciate you being part of the show all year.
It's always my pleasure. You have a great day, Joe, and you. I will see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
There it is. The voice of the Eagles. There is Merrill Reese. I like the sign off with you and Merrill.
It's a little. I mean, it's just
today's different. I mean, I know it's a different day.
Today, you know what it is, Joe. For me, it's starting to really sink in that what really happened yesterday. It does not feel good.
Mm-mm.
It's not a good feeling because you know what it is. It's because you know that something's gonna change. And we don't know what that is. I don't know, you know, recklessly speculate. I don't know what that is. But it feels like it's going to be drastic.
You know what particular stings about yesterday? Is deep down, didn't we all know this day was coming?
You know what? It's, and I equate it. I know y'all love when I give these analogies.
Oh, here we go.
But it's like being in a relationship, right, that you know is going bad. You know it's bad, but
you kind of lie to yourself.
You know what it is, Joe. Yeah. Like you hold on to the good moments. Yeah. You hold on to the moments that made you feel good, even though you know that this is going in the wrong direction.
I think everyone listening knew most of the season this did not look like a Super Bowl team, and we just. And look, there was legitimate reason last week to feel like, all right, well, they can get through this week, and then they can maybe beat a young Bears team next week. But, like, we were almost talking ourselves into it rather than last year it looked that way for a lot of the season.
Hand up. I was in full denial.
Yeah, I mean, we all lied to ourselves.
Listen, man, this
full,
feels—
full-blown denial.
And we've all been there. This feels like a breakup song day. Like you listen to Teddy Pendergrass, I Miss You, like all the old school, like the ones that really resonate with you.
But who's breaking up? Us and
like,
this Eagles
well, you know, it's just like, you know, I admit you like, since you went away, like with Teddy Pendergrass broke it out, I'm drinking. Mm-hmm. It just feels like a slow song day.
No singing.
Yeah.
I hear you, but
I miss you.
Sorry, some radio issues with the signal here at WIP.
But it does. It just feels like it's a melancholy day where people probably listening to their favorite slow jams or favorite breakup songs or something.
Or like something that makes you want to smash things.
Yeah, everyone has different ways of going about it. Yeah, you can listen.
For me, it's like my windshield. It's over.
Apparently.
It's over.
You know. Yeah, not a great morning for Kyle. Kyle's had a tough day so far. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
What a lousy day, man.
It's lousy. That's a good way to say it. It is. What are you feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. I'm with Kyle. I'm full of rage. And then, Hugh, what made this even worse of a day was just listening to you sing. That was awful.
Thank you. Sure. I'm here for everybody.
I'm
not the
only
person that's feeling that
better
day
today. Feeling. Guys, I blame Howie for this pain because, you know, he gets all the shine when he does good. But you know what? He needs to get the shade when it's bad because he's the one that put this coaching staff together. He's the one that put these players together. You know, you hired the head coach that stands out there like a bubblehead when the last play is being called and offers nothing. And then this offense is just shamefully embarrassing. All that money that they pushed into that side of the ball was just a total waste. Because what did we get? We get this lousy-ass return on investment. KP, I fire him immediately and send him down to Turnpike to go clean toilets because I'm done with him. And then Jalen Hurts, you better tighten up your game because you know what? You got one more year of safety under that contract because after next year, they got all the loopholes to boot you if they need to boot you. And now I want to focus in on our favorite offensive player. And Hugh, I second your take on this. A.J. Brown, you know, in the beginning of the year, every single week, even when we were winning, made sure to make the conversation about him. Mm-hmm. He wanted the spotlight on him. He was on Twitch, and all he's doing is just flapping his gums out there until he finally stomped enough that Jeff Lurie had to go down and address him and talk to him and calm him down. And you know what? What did he do yesterday? He goes out, drops a whole bunch of passes, looks like he's kind of typical AJ, not really wholeheartedly involved, doesn't really care, you know, and he was a major part of the failures of that offense. And then what did he do after the game? He went and posted his picture on the back of a milk carton and disappeared like a female dog and didn't have the manhood, the cojones, to stand up there and take the fire that was going to come his way. No, he took tail and ran. So you know what? AJ, get out. And guys, all at the end of the day, all we saw was another painful version of 2003. This team stinks.
Well, they stunk yesterday. Ooh, wow. Slammed the phone down at the end. Boom. It was cowardly by AJ not to talk after the game. I mean, just come on, dude. I mean, you can't play like that and then not talk after the game.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially if you're going to run your mouth about everybody else all season long.
You
have to
at
least own your part of this.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to say I didn't play well enough and then shut it down, like, you have to say, you can't just walk out. And everyone else got to ask their questions for you about the way you played. He didn't play, he just stunk yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that also puts your teammates in a bad spot, too.
Of course they do, because they have to.
Because they have to answer questions for you.
Yes.
And they don't really know what, they can't speak for you. So, yeah, definitely.
I just, his season, I know he got to 1,000 yards, who cares? I mean, his season was a disaster. I mean, between all the talking, I mean, it started last year after the Super Bowl when he said that that the Super Bowl didn't fulfill him. It's from then on, has he done anything like that makes you excited as a fan? All he does is become a headache. His season was a disaster.
They went out like chumps.
They did. I mean, man.
That hurt when you say it like that, though.
It was a chump way to go out.
That hurts.
Is he wrong?
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying reality hurts today.
Imagine if I laid out the way the game would have went on Friday. You all would have said, you're a hater. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. We'd have definitely
called Purdy's going to go down and win the game. He's going to have more rushing yards than Hurts. AJ's going to drop a bunch of passes, leave. Now, you might have said the Sirianni sideline thing might have happened.
He's going to drop a bunch of passes and leave.
He left.
That was that incident was about as predictable as you saying there would be booze.
I mean, I am an oracle, though. I did call.
You're not an oracle.
No. You guarantee to win.
That's the only part that I missed. But if you know your Greek mythology, a lot of times.
Do you know Greek mythology?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Who's your favorite character?
A Sisyphus.
Oh, boy.
No.
I'm sorry I asked everyone.
That can't be real.
I just made it up. I'm not going to lie. But
that was real.
No, but the point is, you knew that this offense was going to have their moments where they sputtered. But I never thought for a moment that it would be a sputter that cost us the game because we are more talented than the San Francisco 49ers, especially when you talk about that defense, that decimated defense that we were playing
against. So I'm glad you said that because I brought this up a lot the last few weeks. Are we sure they're still as talented offensively as we think they are?
I do.
Okay.
But you know what? This is where.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know what this was?
This was straight. This is why coaching matters.
So I agree. And I think there's so many offseason questions we have to get to, but it's going to start with what do they think they actually have, right?
Yeah, it's going to start there.
Because if they think, and Howie and Jeff think, the offense is still super talented and it was butchered by coaching this year and we can revive it, then that's the quickest path back, right? So they're going to do that. If they look at it and say, the quarterback is going down, the receiver's lost a step, the running back's lost a step, the offensive line's getting older, they may not look at it and say, Yeah, we just need a new coach. They may think we need to overhaul the personnel. It's going the wrong direction. Like that assessment is the biggest thing, and then every domino falls off of that.
Not to derail this. Whoever he said, Sisyphus or whatever, that's a real guy. Yeah. In Greek mythology.
What's his thing? What's his deal?
He's this guy that rolls that big boulder up the...
Oh. Yeah. That's your guy.
That's your favorite. What else do you know about him?
I mean, I know he was like, that was his punishment in Hades, because he had to push it up the hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do
good job. Yep.
So this is our last time challenging.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You won this.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of schooled us.
All right, everything else we'll challenge him on, but not this. Football, yeah, we'll challenge him.
Football.
You know what? I pulled that one out. I pulled that thing
you
out
did.
The air. I did that like, what was that? Quinion Mitchell snatched that interception that we didn't do nothing with?
No, both picks did crap with.
That hurt. Three now, in a game like that, in a playoff game, to get two interceptions the way that you did, and to redeem yourself, I might add.
Yeah.
And you did nothing with them. Yeah, that to me is coaching, man.
Am I allowed to say that we – let's see, I want to say this.
Say it like you say it.
Well,
say
like,
it
I mean, Jalen had all these drops. What are you supposed to do? Brock Purdy overcame two of his own interceptions to lead a game-winning drive. Like, go win the game. Go win the game. How about that? Mac Daddy's up on WIP. What's up, hey. Mac Daddy?
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, man? We're not actually, hey, we're doing
that,
bad, actually.
Is that one call really give out a Beavis and Butthead shout-out?
You know, there's a lot going on here today between the Greek mythology. Yeah, I think it did happen. Mac, what do you got for us?
I got a couple of things. I'm going to try and be real quick. First, Hugh Douglas, shout out to you, my man. I loved watching you play even when you were at the Jets. And I became your biggest number one fan when you and Owens had that fallout in the locker room. I'm not trying to stir up past memories or whatever.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, Owens ripped out my heart when he came to Philly and started all that nonsense, whatever, with the team. And you took a stand for it. But anyway, I want to go back to when Lane Johnson got hurt in a game. I think it was a Sunday night game, but I don't remember what team they were playing.
It was the Lions game. Yeah, it's Sunday night here. Yep.
He went down. My confidence of them even making the playoffs were cut in half because he is so important to that offensive line, and he is such a good player. You fire him over at right tackle or right guard, and I haven't seen anybody since John Runyon be that good, and Staley's even better. He makes all the other linemen, in my opinion, so much more comfortable about doing their job, and without the presence of him being there, they just all look lost because they have a 69 Camaro offensive line with a Toyota engine in it. There's something a misfire there. You know, I mean, Jeff Stoutland didn't forget how to coach. He's an outstanding offensive lineman coach. Like I don't know if they played hurt, and they, you know what I mean. I know Dickerson was rumors about his knee.
Yeah.
Cam Jurgens with his back, you know, maybe he just not, he ain't the center, you know, maybe he shuffled some guys around, but another thing I want to shout out to Jalen Hurts, in my opinion, because of his play, if I'm Howie Roseman, I get together with Jeffrey Lurie immediately and we have a talk. Is he our guy for the next couple of years? If not, who is our guy and who do we want? I have the guy who I would really want in a trade. I don't think
who do you want? Who do you want? Yeah, who do you want?
I want Joe Burrow of Cincinnati.
Wow, now we're talking, Mac Daddy. Now we're talking.
Here we go.
He wants out of Cincinnati, no doubt about it. That's a piss poor organization. He just can't quite say, I want out of here. I don't think it'll cost much to get him.
No, well, it will cost. I disagree on that, but I'm with you on the, Mac Daddy, good phone call. Yeah, it's a yes. Mm. If Joe Burrow actually becomes available, of course the Eagles should try to get him. Of course they should.
Mm-mm.
Oh, stop.
I don't have a leg to stand on this, Joe, but I don't feel like having this conversation.
Well, Mac Daddy brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Mac Daddy, you can't call no more.
Mac Daddy, call whenever.
No, he absolutely can.
And it's
like, not up to you.
He's 1,000% right. Now, the one part he's wrong on, it won't cost much. It'll cost
First of all,
yeah, it'll cost
a lot. I really don't like the way both of y'all just got dead quiet started talking.
Well, hold on. I mean, what did I say at the beginning of the show? Everyone can get it.
Like, if they could get Joe Burrow.
We have an offseason now. We just lost in embarrassing fashion. Listen. We went out like chumps, Hugh. Everyone can get it.
I just had a real bad breakup, man. Allow me time to process. Don't do that.
Sometimes the next one walks right through that door. I'm sorry.
It's too soon. Allow me time to process.
You don't know when the universe
walks through the door.
The universe decides this stuff. You don't decide it. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron? Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning. Well, it's actually not a good morning, but hello, Aaron. Not.
You know, I know the Philadelphia Eagles fan base is hurting right now this morning, but here's what I want to do. Any Philadelphia Eagles fan that is listening to the radio right now, I want you to stand up and I want you to give yourselves a round of applause, because even though the Philadelphia Eagles season was ended disappointingly, again, there's another Super Bowl MVP caliber performance by the Philadelphia fan base. With our irrational fandom, our blind faith, our loyalty, and each and every game that the Eagles played in, whether it be home or away, the fan base showed up, gave it their all, gave it everything they had. We as fans have nothing to be ashamed of. We should be proud of the year that we had. Unfortunately, for our football team, the season is over.
Aaron, what do you want people to give a standing ovation to themselves? What are you talking about?
Get lost.
We bring it each and every week. We give it our all. Unfortunately, our team didn't do the same. This season was over in training camp when Howie Roseman made the decision to let Nick Sirianni handpick his offensive coordinator.
That happened in February. That happened in February.
Wherever it may be, before the season, okay? He was obviously outcoached in every game that he played. There was no adjustments made. There was no schemes. As a coach, your greatest talent and what you should be judged on is what you do with what you have.
How about the players? Did they play yesterday, or was it just Petula?
Let me tell you something, okay? And the prime example, Joe Giglio, is Caleb Williams. Last year, Caleb Williams looked like a first-round bust.
He was
terrible.
Caleb?
They were ready to run him out of Chicago.
Caleb.
There is no way you accidentally called him Caleb.
He did that on purpose.
Caleb. Caleb Williams.
Caleb, whatever. Caleb.
That's not even a real thing.
I'm an Eagles fan. Dude. The fact is, you put Ben Johnson in
there.
Who's
the number one pick of the draft?
Now he's in the.
Aaron, hold on. Time out. What you're saying here, and you're not even realize you're saying it, this is a Sirianni problem. Ben Johnson is the coach. He's the head coach.
Ben Johnson, I know he's the offensive coordinator.
But guess what? Guess we're not going to. But if you want to find the coach to fix Jalen Hurts for the long term, Sirianni's got to go. Nobody's taking this job and staying here for 5 years as a coordinator. It doesn't work like that.
Nick Sirianni's not going anywhere. Well, then that's fine.
Then we're on the train every year. Every other year we're on this train.
Because you didn't even know Caleb Williams' name. The Eagles lost.
You, Aaron.
Aaron,
I took it out on you, Aaron. I'm sorry.
That's why nobody.
Shut up, Aaron. What did he call Caleb Williams?
Khalib. That. I mean, come on, man. That might be a weak suspension.
Two. Khalib.
There's no.
I'm gonna go ahead and keep what I was about to say to myself.
Khalib.
But Aaron, you need to get you some more multicultural friends. That's not his name. You that's what you need to do.
Or just watch the game.
You need to read.
I mean,
the,
multicultural or not, just put the game on. They say his name 50 times.
You need to read the room too, dog, because today, of all days, was not the day for stand up and give yourself standing up.
I know.
We are in mourning. We on the couch. We are trying to figure out ways to function for the rest of the day. And you come in here talking about stand up and have a stand. You know what? This is the equivalent of that lady, God bless her heart, that was in that damn press conference last night.
The Jaguars.
For the Jaguars. And going to say some stuff like, hey, baby, I commend you. You did a hell. Ma'am.
Not today.
Ma'am. This is not the time for that. Now, you know, she's an auntie. She's an OG. But auntie, not the time for that. Aaron, it was not the time for standing O's. We are sitting up here trying not to figure out a way to punch our boss in the face because he asked us to come in and work and he doesn't understand. He's not an Eagles fan, so he doesn't understand the pain that we're feeling. And he's coming in to ask you, what's wrong with you today? You try not to punch that guy in the face and keep your job. That's where we are today.
Also, one more quick question. Is Khalib a name you need to have lots of different people around you to understand?
I wouldn't think so, but Aaron has had some moments where it's just like, dog, you read the room.
I know, but like there's
like that was a read the room moment.
I get
for
it.
Me.
I think just Khalib comes in all shapes, sizes, in everything.
And colors.
Yeah. I mean like it's Khalib.
I mean I would think
C-A-L-E-B.
Yeah,
Khalib. All right.
So.
215-592.
Disaster.
94-94. That is how you hop board. All right. All your phone calls here, your reaction, players, coaches, who's to blame? What are you feeling this morning as the Eagles season ends abruptly, even though they were about 6-point favorites in the game? Again, this is the biggest they've lost as a favorite in the postseason in 45 years. It's remarkable to say that, but it is true. All right, your phone call's coming up, and we'll get to Hurts' role in all this. What LeSean McCoy said after the game about this offense and Hurts' role in it, that's next. Your call is Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, this is the time of year where everybody's talking about fresh starts. That's why Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins and Pork Loin Filets are my weekly game plan. They're in my weekly game plan. They're pre-seasoned, packed with protein, and oven-ready in about 35 minutes, so it's no stress and no guesswork. From savory brown sugar to Texas Smokehouse, Tuscan Herb, or Honey Garlic Teriyaki, these flavors turn busy nights into easy wins. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.